The pandemics in the Old and New Testaments era and currently in our time, coronavirus. God sent an angel of death to the Egyptian sinners for the enslavement of the Jewish nation and mixed multitude. Exodus 11:4-7, and Moses said, Thus saith the Lord, About midnight will I go out into the midst of Egypt, and all the firstborn in the land of Egypt shall die, from the firstborn of Pharaoh that sitteth upon his throne, even unto the firstborn of the maidservant that is behind the mill, and all the firstborn of beasts. And there shall be a great cry throughout all the land of Egypt, such as there was none like it, nor shall be like it any more. But against any of the children of Israel shall not a dog move his tongue, against man or beast, that ye may know how that the Lord doth put a difference between the Egyptians and Israel. Exodus 12:29-30, and it came to pass, that at midnight the Lord smote all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh that sat on his throne unto the firstborn of the captive that was in the dungeon, and all the firstborn of cattle. And Pharaoh rose up in the night, he, and all his servants, and all the Egyptians, and there was a great cry in Egypt, for there was not a house where there was not one dead. Verse 38, And a mixed multitude went up also with them, and flocks, and herds, even very much cattle. The pandemic manifested God's holy indignation against the Egyptian sinners and sinners of the world in all times. At that time, racism deprived Jewish people of their freedom, justice, and equality in which they desired and deserved. They were the first to worship the true God. They were the most productive. Apostle Paul declared, Romans 1:16, For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to every one that believeth, to the Jew first. The past history of our nation indicates that our American descendants, black people, who were slaves, helped build this country. In the New Testament, Apostle Paul declared to Timothy, 2 Timothy 3:1-5, This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, perverts, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. You should turn away from false religion and false prophets who tell you what you want to hear, and do not tell you the things that are right, which is the truth. It is unnatural for a man to marry a man. God proclaimed to Moses, Leviticus 18:22, Thou shalt not lie with mankind, as with womankind, it is abomination. There will be no perverts in heaven. Isaiah 30:10, which say to the seers, See not, and to the prophets, prophesy not unto us right things, speak unto us smooth things, prophesy deceits. True pastors are the seers. God said to Jeremiah, who was a true prophet and pastor, Jeremiah 3:15, And I will give you pastors according to mine heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. Jeremiah was obedient to God. He did not disobey God after he ordained him to be a prophet and a pastor. Jeremiah 17:16, As for me, I have not hastened from being a pastor to follow thee, neither have I desired the woeful day, thou knowest, that which came out of my lips was right before thee. Paul was emphatic about pastors in the New Testament, Ephesians 4:11-12, and he gave some, apostles, and some, prophets, and some, evangelists, and some, pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Humanity disobeys and disregards divine standards and rules. This is the way he cleanses the world. When they disrespect divine high standards and laws of holiness and righteousness, he manifests his invisible power to destroy lives of humanity through sicknesses and diseases. God was emphatic to Moses. He proclaimed, Deuteronomy 32:39, See now that I, even I, am he, and there is no God with me, I kill, and I make alive, I wound, and I heal, neither is there any that can deliver out of my hand. We cannot live and exist in our human bodies except by God's divine approval. He is the only true God in Jesus Christ. His power and transparency are inextricable to the human mind. However, he rules simultaneously in all times. God's anointed pastors can see the future and prophesy with uncanny accuracy. And furthermore, those who have divine intelligence beyond the human mind, observes the revelation of his eternal Godhead and power in this world and the world to come. 1 Samuel 5:1, and the Philistines took the Ark of God, and brought it from Ebenezer unto Ashdod. Verse 6, but the hand of the Lord was heavy upon them of Ashdod, and he destroyed them, and smote them with emerods, even Ashdod, and the coasts thereof. Verse 9, and it was so, that, after they had carried it about, the hand of the Lord was against the city with a very great destruction, and he smote the men of the city, both small and great, and they had emerods in their secret parts. The secret parts were their sexual organs. God was angry and smote the heathen in their sexual organs because of illicit sex. Verses 11-12, so they sent and gathered together all the lords of the Philistines, and said, send away the ark of the God of Israel, and let it go again to his own place, that it slay us not, and our people, for there was a deadly destruction throughout all the city, the hand of God was very heavy there. And the men that died not were smitten with the emerods, and the cry of the city went up to heaven. God proclaimed to Moses, Deuteronomy 31:26, take this book of the law, and put it in the side of the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God, that it may be there for a witness against thee. Exodus 25:22, and there I will meet with thee, and I will commune with thee from above the mercy seat, from between the two cherubims which are upon the ark of the testimony. That was the holiest of all places because the presence of the Lord was in that ark and the Ten Commandment laws, which he gave to Moses. His sacred powers were there to show mercy to the obedient and destruction to the disobedient, whether they were heathen or Israelis. The Philistine heathen defeated the Israelites in battle and took the Ark of the Covenant. 1 Samuel 4:17, and the messenger answered and said, Israel is fled before the Philistines, and there hath been also a great slaughter among the people, and thy two sons also, Hophni and Phinehas, are dead, and the Ark of God is taken. God was angry when the heathen and Israel were disobedient to him. He showed his holy indignation against Israel by destroying Hophni and Phinehas, and the Philistine heathen by destroying them with emerods in that pandemic. 1 Samuel 2:22-25, now Eli was very old, and heard all that his sons did unto all Israel, and how they lay with the women that assembled at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And he said unto them, why do ye such things? For I hear of your evil dealings by all this people. Nay, my sons, for it is no good report that I hear, ye make the Lord's people to transgress. If one man sin against another, the judge shall judge him, but if a man sin against the Lord, who shall entreat for him? Notwithstanding they hearkened not unto the voice of their father, because the Lord would slay them. 1 Samuel 3:12, in that day I will perform against Eli all things which I have spoken concerning his house, when I begin, I will also make an end. For I have told him that I will judge his house forever for the iniquity which he knoweth, because his sons made themselves vile, and he restrained them not. 2 Samuel 24:1, and again the anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel, and he moved David against them to say, go, number Israel and Judah. Verse 10, and David's heart smote him after that he had numbered the people. And David said unto the Lord, I have sinned greatly in that I have done, and now, I beseech thee, O Lord, take away the iniquity of thy servant, for I have done very foolishly. Verses 15-17, so the Lord sent a pestilence upon Israel from the morning even to the time appointed, and there died of the people from Dan even to Beersheba 70,000 men. And when the angel stretched out his hand upon Jerusalem to destroy it, the Lord repented him of the evil, and said to the angel that destroyed the people, it is enough, stay now thine hand. And the angel of the Lord was by the threshing place of Araunah the Jebusite. And David spake unto the Lord when he saw the angel that smote the people, and said, Lo, I have sinned, and I have done wickedly, but these sheep, what have they done? Let thine hand, I pray thee, be against me, and against my father's house. When David saw the angel of death, he was fasting and praying to the true God of Israel. God exalted and chose David to make intercessory prayer for his people. Verses 18 to 19, And Gad came that day to David, and said unto him, Go up, rear an altar unto the Lord in the threshing floor of Araunah the Jebusite. And David, according to the saying of Gad, went up as the Lord commanded. Gad was a prophet. However, he could not make the intercessory prayer to save the lives of humanity. God anointed David with the Holy Spirit to make intercessory prayers to save the lives of his people in that pandemic. Verse 25, And David built there an altar unto the Lord, and offered burnt offerings and peace offerings. So the Lord was intercessed for the land, and the plague was stayed from Israel. Psalm 89:19-24, Then thou spakest in vision to thy Holy One, and saidst, I have laid help upon one that is mighty, I have exalted one chosen out of the people. I have found David my servant, with my holy oil have I anointed him, with whom my hand shall be established, mine arm also shall strengthen him. The enemy shall not exact upon him, nor the son of wickedness afflict him. And I will beat down his foes before his face, and plague them that hate him. But my faithfulness and my mercy shall be with him, and in my name shall his horn be exalted. Prior to that pandemic, God had already exalted and anointed David to make intercessory prayer against sickness, trouble, death, and his enemies because he had repented and confessed his sin. God magnified and exalted his anointed ones above all levels of human standardized intelligence. Because of the sins of Adam and all humanity, God set his standard of holiness as a rule of law for all humanity in all times. Apostle Paul was emphatic in the New Testament era, Romans 3:23, For all have sinned, and come short of the glory of God. 2 Samuel 12:13, And David said unto Nathan, I have sinned against the Lord. And Nathan said unto David, The Lord also hath put away thy sin, thou shalt not die. However, David repented of all of his sins for killing Uriah and taking his wife. God said to the prophet Nathan that he would not die for that sin. Apostle Paul said in the New Testament, Romans 6:23, For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. David repented and acknowledged his sin. He never committed that sin again. In the era of King Hezekiah, this pandemic occurred because Sennacherib king of Assyria prepared his army to invade Jerusalem. But the Lord intervened against Sennacherib's army. Isaiah 37:21 Then Isaiah the son of Amoz sent unto Hezekiah, saying, Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, Whereas thou hast prayed to me against Sennacherib king of Assyria. Verse 36, Then the angel of the Lord went forth, and smote in the camp of the Assyrians 185,000, and when they arose early in the morning, behold, they were all dead corpses. God sent an angel to kill Sennacherib's soldier with death because of Hezekiah's faith, dedication, and prayers to God. He was fulfilling his promise to David and Hezekiah to protect them in warfare. God declared, verse 35, For I will defend the city to save it for mine own sake, and for my servant David's sake. Sennacherib worshipped a false god. Therefore, God destroyed him through the hands of his own sons when he went in to worship his false god. Verses 37-38, So Sennacherib king of Assyria departed, and went, and returned, and dwelt at Nineveh. And it came to pass, as he was worshipping in the house of Nisroch his god, that Adramelech and Sharezer his son smote him with the sword, and they escaped into the land of Armenia, and Esarhaddon his son reigned in his stead. These were God's witnesses who were fasting and praying. God sent them with the word of destruction. God is no longer pleading for them to repent. He is sending the pandemic over the world as he did in all times in biblical history. Revelation 11:3, and I will give power unto my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1260 days, clothed in sackcloth. Sackcloth was a garment worn by Jewish people to symbolize their humility before God and grief because of their current circumstances. They also dusted themselves with ashes. Verses 4-6, these are the two olive trees, and the two candlesticks standing before the God of the earth. And if any man will hurt them, fire proceedeth out of their mouth, and devoureth their enemies, and if any man will hurt them, he must in this manner be killed. These have power to shut heaven, that it rain not in the days of their prophecy, and have power over waters to turn them to blood, and to smite the earth with all plagues, as often as they will. God has given his prophetic messengers in all times to preach and teach the word of God with power, which is the fire of his word. 2 Kings 1:12, and Elijah answered and said unto them, If I be a man of God, let fire come down from heaven, and consume thee and thy 50. And the fire of God came down from heaven, and consumed him and his 50. God will prove to unbelievers that his prophets are proclaiming the truth in all eras. Elijah continues, 1 Kings 18:24, And call ye on the name of your gods, and I will call on the name of the Lord, and the God that answereth by fire, let him be God. And all the people answered and said, It is well spoken. Verses 37-39, Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that this people may know that thou art the Lord God, and that thou hast turned their heart back again. Then the fire of the Lord fell, and consumed the burnt sacrifice, and the wood, and the stones, and the dust, and licked up the water that was in the trench. And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces, and they said, The Lord, he is the God, the Lord, he is the God. The prophet Jeremiah was in the spiritual university of God. God asked him this question, Jeremiah 23:29, Is not my word like as a fire, saith the Lord, and like a hammer that break the rock in pieces? Unbelievers challenged Jeremiah to stop prophesying the word of God. However, he could not stop proclaiming the powerful word of God, which was in his heart. Jeremiah 20:9, But his word was in mine heart as a burning fire shut up in my bones, and I was weary with forbearing, and I could not stay. Job 34:29, When he giveth quietness, who then can make trouble, and when he hideth his face, who then can behold him, whether it be done against a nation, or against a man only? In the pandemics of all times, those who are not worshipping the true God are the most vulnerable. Sennacherib and his army are examples of those who do not worship the true God. In the time of trouble when they pray to their God, there will be no deliverance. They are the most vulnerable for destruction. They did not believe in the true God and Jesus Christ. Jesus declared, St. John 17:3, And this is life eternal, that they might know thee the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Psalm 50:22, Now consider this, ye that forget God, lest I tear you in pieces, and there be none to deliver. No scientist, no doctor, no medicine, can cure when God is angry at humanity. However, he will allow humanity to find a cure when his chosen one makes intercessory prayer as David and Hezekiah demonstrated in their intercessory prayers. There were times in the Old and New Testaments God showed mercy to humanity, and did not destroy multitudes in one instant. But when humanity becomes a unified enemy against God and his anointed, he will send a pandemic to destroy masses. Illicit sex, homosexuality, stealing, killing, professional and amateur sports, alcoholism, business thefts, and all pleasures of sin, God condemns. Samson died for having illicit sex with prostitutes. God desires for humanity to be our brothers and sisters' keeper and to love him and try to help humanity live godly. Judges 16:1, Then went Samson to Gaza, and saw there an harlot, and went in unto her. Verse 3, And Samson lay till midnight, and arose at midnight. Verse 21, But the Philistines took him, and put out his eyes, and brought him down to Gaza, and bound him with fetters of brass, and he did grind in the prison house. Verse 25, And it came to pass, when their hearts were merry, that they said, Call for Samson, that he may make us sport. And they called for Samson out of the prison house, and he made them sport, and they set him between the pillars. Psalm 81:7, Thou calledst in trouble, and I delivered thee, I answered thee in the secret place of thunder, I proved thee at the waters of Meribah. Selah. The anointed prophets of all eras have spiritual knowledge that the world will never know nor understand. Without humanity hearing and obeying God's anointed true prophets and prophetesses in all eras, they will never have a vision or mystery of the coming pandemics, which exemplifies the wrath of God. Proverbs 29:18, Where there is no vision, the people perish, but he that keepeth the law, happy is he. God gets humanity's attention through pandemics. They know that there is something wrong with what they are doing, because they are getting sick and dying in masses. They always cast away the true prophets and prophetesses, and listen to liars. They do not get the secret thunder of what God is saying, which is the mystery of God's word telling them what they do not want to hear. Elihu lived close to God. He, too, was in the spiritual university of God. Job 37:1-2, At this also my heart trembleth, and is moved out of his place. Hear attentively the noise of his voice, and the sound that goeth out of his mouth. Verse 5, God thundereth marvelously with his voice, great things doth he, which we cannot comprehend. John was in the spiritual university of God when the Holy Spirit revealed the mystery and told him not to write it. John declared that the Lord's voice thundered and revealed the mystery to him and told him that it was a secret between him and God. Revelation 10:3-4, And cried with a loud voice, as when a lion roareth, and when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. And when the seven thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write, and I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, Seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered, and write them not. God speaks his words in mysteries that sinners of the world cannot comprehend. He does not want the world to know it because they are unbelievers and enemies to him and his true church, and fight against the truth. Jesus declared to his 11 faithful disciples, St. Luke 8:10, and he said, Unto you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to others in parables, that seeing they might not see, and hearing they might not understand. Malachi 3:6, For I am the Lord, I change not, therefore ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. God will not destroy his obedient children in all eras. He will destroy the devil as he did Judas when he gave him the sop. St. Matthew 27:5, And he Judas cast down the pieces of silver in the temple, and departed, and went and hanged himself. Psalm 7:11, God judgeth the righteous, and God is angry with the wicked every day.